Bav Metzia, Perak Beis, Mishnah Beis. Ve'elu chayiv lahachriz. And on these he has to announce. Motza peris bekli. If he finds peris in a kli, in a vessel, o kli kemoshehu, or just an empty kli, just like it is, without anything in it. Mos bekis, or you have money in a wallet, o kis kemoshehu, or that has nothing in it that's empty, but it has a simon on it. Tzibure peris, or a bundle of fruit that was in one area, and obviously it's a simon by the fact that it's in a certain place and also the amount of them, like the Rav says. Tzibure mos, or a bundle of money, which is at least shlosha matpaos ze agab ze, three coins, one on top of the other. If it's just two, so it could have just like fell there. It's not a simon. And we don't assume that the guy purposely put it there. But if it's three, we assume that the guy put it there purposely, just like the fruits. And he forgot about it. But he can definitely come back and say where it was and how many coins there were, one on top of the other. Krichus b'rishus hayachid, or krichus, a bundle of wheat in rishus hayachid. So the Rav learns over here, I didn't bring it in the last Mishnah, but there's a machlokus in the Gemara, Rabba and Rava. There's actually, it's a two-way machlokus. But one thing they argue about is simen osolidaris, whether it's a simen or not. If a simen is going to eventually be trampled on, whether that's a simen. And therefore, the Rav interestingly explains these Mishnahs according to Rabba, who the halacha is not like. But Rabba holds that a simen osolidaris, that it's going to be trampled on, is not considered a simen. Therefore, in the previous Mishnah, even if it was a simen, like the Rav points out there, in Rishus HaRabim, a bundle in Rishus HaRabim, since people are going to trample on it, therefore, even though right now it may have a simen, we don't look at it like it's going to have a simen because it's going to be trampled on, and therefore you're able to keep it. But in this case, in Rishus HaYachid, it has a simen. It's in Rishus HaYachid. It's not getting trampled on the same way. And therefore, like everything else in this Mishnah, you can't keep it. V'kikar shel balabayis, and loaves from a balabayis, who would make a simen with his loaves of bread, that people shouldn't switch it with other people's. The balabais is the owner of the bread. They would give it to a baker, and he would bake a lot of people's bread in one oven. So that's why everybody was careful to make their own simen, every balabais. This is what the Ri Minulil explains. V'gizei tzemer al kuchos mi beis ha'uman, and also strips of wool that were taken from the beis ha'uman, where there was a simen, the way they were tied. Or kadayayin v'kadayshemen, pitchers of oil or wine, where there was a simen on the... But it wasn't actually on the pitcher itself. Taisenta brings, it was actually on the plug, the cover of the pitcher. Some would do it with certain types of mortar or whatever they would do it with. That was the simen. Harei elu chayv lahachriz. In all these cases, you cannot keep it. You have to announce it that somebody should come and claim.